Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And right now we are going to welcome in a very good friend of the program, Bob Baldessari, the GM at the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, just up the road here in Port St. Lucie. And right now going on this weekend for a Labor Day weekend, it's the Patriot Golf Day weekend. They got things started yesterday at the PGA Golf Club, and they got a lot more great events going on today and tomorrow on Labor Day Monday. Bob, good morning to you. Happy Labor Day weekend, and thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Oh, this is great, Russ. Thanks so much to you and Pat. And, yeah, we kicked off things unbelievably yesterday. Very moving, very memorable with our opening ceremonies and our opening golf event. And later today from 3 o'clock and on, we have a lot of family golf activities, a lot of family-related fun events. And we're encouraged. We want to have as many veterans want to come out today. It's all about having fun, getting exposed to golf. There's a donation jar, but we have putting contests, our short course. Today's just all about having fun.
Well, we are excited about this entire weekend going up there. I want to get into all the specifics in just one second. But first, if you could, Bob, give us an idea for how did Patriot Golf Day come about? What's the backstory?
Well, real quick, there's an Air National Guard and also a PGA professional by the name of Major Dan Rooney. And he's active. I mean, he's leaving in a couple of weeks for his third tour of duty in Iraq. And about a year and a half ago, he was coming back from a flight, a commercial flight. He landed in Michigan, and they had the body of a slain serviceman, Brock Buckland, and they were taking the coffin off the plane. And he said, you know, it just moved him to do something. So him being Dan Rooney being a PGA professional, he said, I want to do something for the families that are left behind, and that's where he came up with Patriot Golf Day. We started it last year with the help of the PGA of America and the United States Golf Association, and it's very simple. It's just when you come out to play golf, you make a $1 donation, and PGA professionals across the nation are putting donation jars out, and they're doing things, some of them like what we're doing at PGA Golf Club with an opening ceremony. We had a parade yesterday. We have family activities today. We have a golf event tomorrow. So Major Dan Rooney really is he's the inspiration for all of us.
And, Bob, I'd like to take some credit for being related to
Any
Dan.
Relation,
but
unfortunately,
I'm not. But you know, I will take credit for the last name and being associated.
At least it's an Irishman, so there you go.
That's true. But, Bob, I wanted to ask you, because we've had some issues down here in West Palm Beach with the weather. How's the weather been up there? Have you been able to get all the golf in?
Well, we did have a little storm come through a couple weeks ago, and Faye dumped about 14 inches of rain on us. It was a 200-year storm is what they told me. And leading up and after, we had about 23 or 4 inches of rain in a 19-day period. I've never seen anything like it on a golf course, Pat. So obviously a lot of casual water. But John Lee is our golf course superintendent. He oversees our grounds. Those guys were heroic in a golf sense, and they worked so hard to get us back open to a PGA standard. The course looks absolutely beautiful. We opened up Thursday, and we're hopeful that we dodge Hannah here, and we're trying to get our Ryder course open in the next few days, and then the Dye course. We really get hammered.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, and we're joined on the line by Bob Baldessari, the GM at the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, as it is Patriot Golf Day weekend going on all weekend long up in Port St. Lucie at the PGA Golf Club. Things got started yesterday with our opening ceremonies and an 18-hole shotgun event, and today things continue with the Family Fun Day, as you mentioned, you alluded to. Bob, give us an idea for all the things that are going on today, and then, of course, tomorrow in the flag tournament.
Well, today we have our family activities. We're trying to grow the game of golf, and we're just trying to pair it with our Patriot Golf Day theme. And we have our short course, which is 6 golf holes, right as you come down the entrance to PGA Golf Club. And we have a little activity over there. It's not threatening, Russ. As you know, there's 6 golf holes. They're about 50 yards long. So we have some activities here for the kids. We have a putting contest. Our learning center is conducting some activities as well. And we have a big break challenge of our own that we have, I guess, some contests. It doesn't look too hard, although we're going to do the break the glass. So I think you and Pat probably might come up and win that one with your stellar golf play.
But not me, buddy.
Am I allowed to throw a rock at it? That could
sure.
Work.
It's, we just lots more. Today is more activities in and around the clubhouse just to get people exposed to golf. Our PGA professional staff will be out there helping people. So it's not so much a tournament setting today, but just come on out, enjoy the day, enjoy the theme of what we're doing. And then tomorrow we have our Flag Day tournament, which is you come into the golf course anytime you'd like. There's no set time. You just pick a tee time, come on out, and pay your entry fee. And it's a we're trying to raise some money tomorrow with our Flag Day tournament, and that is you take 72 strokes and then add your handicap. So if you're a 10 handicap, 72 plus 10 is 82, and wherever you make your 82nd stroke on the golf course, you put your flag right there. And again, you know, somebody like Pat Rooney probably will have his flag at the 19th hole when he finishes because he's so good and hasn't put that flag in the ground. But that event, you know, it's a sort of a staple golf event out there, and we just thought it was a good theme to go with Patriot Golf Day.
Bob, can you just briefly, what's the cost either today, tomorrow? What is it? What are you asking for donations? And then how many people do you expect to get?
Well, today is just really whatever anybody felt in their heart to give for a donation. There's no entry fee today. It's just come on out, see our golf course or see the facility, and we just have some donation jars out. Today we have some donation gifts that we got from some golf companies. Tomorrow it's a $5 donation on top of your greens fee, so very affordable. We know it's a tough economy, but we're trying to raise some money for the people that really do the brave things out there, braver than you know you or I are ever going to do. So we're trying to do something to help their families when they're no longer here. Yesterday we had a terrific turnout. There's almost 300 people out there. We had Congressman Tim Mahoney, the mayor of Port St. Lucie, the CEO of the PGA, Joe Steranko, and a very, very, very special guest. He's an absolutely American hero. He's the executive director of the Folds of Honor Foundation. All the money we're raising this weekend, all the money over the country this weekend, is raised for the Folds of Honor. And they're the foundation that hands out the scholarships. Last year, there were almost 200 scholarships handed out. And the Major Ed Polito was on hand. He lost his leg a couple of years ago in Iraq, so very, very moving story yesterday.
It's an incredibly worthy cause. It's going on all weekend long. Patriot Golf Day weekend. They got things started yesterday up in Port St. Lucie at the PGA Golf Club. Today, it's the Family Fun Day. Starts this afternoon. No charge to come out, but you are encouraged to donate a couple of dollars towards the Folds of Honor Foundation, of course, providing scholarships for the families who lose their family members in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's a great weekend going on all weekend long. Today and tomorrow, the flag tournament. Bob Baldessari is the GM of the PGA Golf Club. Bob, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in the events that's still to come this weekend, and we look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Thanks so much, Russ, you and Pat, and for Mike coming out yesterday. You guys are awesome.
All right, there he is, Bob Baldessari, joining us on the line. GM from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie.